From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A US bill to look at NAFTA raises questions about its value for the Caribbean. Crisis looms over Dominica's banana industry. And US ambassador caught in the debate over legalizing gambling in Jamaica. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. It has been said the vast majority of people living in the Caribbean will not benefit from the present structure of the North American Free Trade Agreement. The announcement came after a bill set to impose conditions for America's continued membership was proposed on Thursday. It was supported by Democrat Representative Marcy Kaptur.
I'm focusing on all the countries in Central America, in the Caribbean, in Latin America, or anywhere in the world that do not function with a rule of law, where people who reside in those countries have democratic freedoms and the ability to freely associate in the workplace, to represent their own interests and their own desires to improve their own standard of living. And I think in a lot of these countries, from the workers that I have met, they are not treated as people. Many times they're treated as property. They are not allowed to earn a decent living for the work that they put forth. And then what we're seeing is a lot of intermediaries who get rich, who exchange those goods for high prices in this country, and the workers never benefit in those nations.